Thank you. We bring you another edition of Comedy Capers, and this time we dedicate our session to those much maligned but more or less lucky fellows, grass bachelors. We could call them grass widowers, but why use so somber a term when they are in reality the happiest chaps on earth? Here we have three grass widows and three grass bachelors, all huddled together like a big bale of hay. The Comedy Capers ensemble giving vent to their feelings with Goodbye Blues. And husbands, here today and gone tomorrow. It's all in the game. Elvia Allman has been able to struggle along successfully, even though her old man says the way she's bringing up Junior would warrant a divorce. I'm more than happy to present that beautiful mother, Elvia Allman, and I wish I could say the same for Junior. But here they are, Elvia and Junior.
Come on, Junior, darling. We're going to have more fun at the circus. Oh, dear. Run along with Daddy and hold his hand. You might get lost in the crowd, and then what would Mother do without a little man? John, you take care of Junior, and I'll take care of the twins. Good heavens, where are they? Oh, here they are. Miles, darling, come away from there. You can't feed the elephants. We paid enough to see the show without feeding them. Oh, my dear, just look at the camels. You know, they just go weeks and weeks without a drink, don't they, Daddy? What's that, Junior? Daddy said no camel ever went as long without a drink as he has. Don't pay any attention to me, just trying to be funny. Oh, the band's playing. We better get our seats. Come along. Junior, you want to sit with Mother, darling? All right, then sit with your Daddy. Aline and Corinne, you sit over here, darling. You think it's a little high? No, it's all right for me. It's all right for you. No, fine me. Oh, look, children, look at the clown. Doesn't he look funny? What's that, Junior? You say he looks like Daddy. My, that's friendly one on you, Daddy. What is it, Junior? You say the skinny woman in the sideshow looks like me. Don't talk like that. It's sassy. John, don't laugh at him. You're encouraging him. Oh, look at the lady on the trapeze.
My goodness, Elizabeth.
John, isn't that Jimmy Brown with his wife over there? Oh, look at that hat she has on. I never saw her wear a decent hat in my life. Oh, who's criticizing?
I'm just remarking about her hat, that's all.
What did you say, John? What did Daddy say, Junior? What did he say? Said she had a run in her stocking. No wonder he couldn't see the hat. John, do you see what Junior's doing? He's throwing peanut shells in that man's ear trumpet. Junior, look how nice your little sister's behaving. Aline, take your foot off of that man's neck. Well, children, the show's over. We might as well be going. No, we're not going to stay for the Wild West show. That's just another scheme to get your money. John, don't buy any of those old songbooks. That's why we never have any money to go anywhere like other people. Come along, dear. And we had a lovely time this morning.
That was dandy, Elvia. Thank you so much. That Junior, though, is such a darn mean kid. I bet when he grows up, he'll be a dog catcher. And now, those four fortune tellers and the Blue Pacific Stars who followed Junior's example by talking back to their mother. That must be the way it is for the singing for us this time. Oh, Mammy, I ain't gonna sing no more.
Happy band, oh, singing tonight. thank you, boys and girls. Octets come and octets go, but if you keep that up, you'll be going on forever, I know. Into each life some rain must fall, and just as we were going along nicely, who should crop up but those two hysterical histrionics who think a grass widow is a Hawaiian who lost her husband. Presenting Clark and Cleary, the two-man stock company from the stockyard. Anything can happen, Clark and Cleary.
Take care, beware. Clark and Cleary are on the air.
We take you now, ladies and gentlemen, to a little grass shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, where the Homaduma, Wiki, Wagi, Wallaga, Wallaga, or something go swimming by. Hawaii, the land of the grass skirt, and for that reason, the land of the grass bachelor. As our scene opens, a couple of these fine beachcombers are in earnest conversation.
Well, here we are, 3,000 miles away from the good old USA, and just because you couldn't keep away from those hula babies down at the beach, our wives have left us.
Yeah, that makes us a couple of grass bachelors, all right. So what?
Well, you can't mess around with those mamas and not get the hey-hey fever.
Well, we're doing all right. Listen, I've been trying for 8 years to tie a can to that ball of chain of mine, and here I am, a free man, and what's a little... A little hay fever. Boy, I love it.
You mean you're not going to try and square things with the wives?
With all these hula dancers running around loose. I should worry about a little thing like... Don't be silly.
Say, you'll never get another one that can cook like she did.
Oh, cook. Oh, she was all right, but oh, her fishing boy was lousy. What I'm going to do, I'm going to live on love.
Oh, don't tell me you're falling for one of those Hawaiian dames.
Oh, boy, I met the queen of them all.
Oh, what's she like?
Well, from here to here, very still.
Yeah?
But when she starts in shaking, look out, Bill.
Oh, but Cliff, you can't get anywhere acting like that.
Don't want to get anywhere, want to stay right here.
And then what you do?
I learned to play the ukulele, and I'll be the life of the party, you know. Everyone laughed when I sat down to play in one of those guys.
Well, I think you're making a big mistake, but it's no skin off of my nose.
Well, listen, don't worry about me. Listen, Palsy, I've got to run into town, and I'm expecting the girlfriend over here after a bit.
She's coming here?
Yeah.
I'm going with you.
No, you stay here and entertain her till I get back. I won't be gone very long.
Oh, Nick's kid. I've had enough trouble now. Besides, half of the time, I can't understand what these Hawaiian dames are talking about.
Don't worry, kid. Maybe you don't know it, but you taught her language all right.
What's her name?
What's her name? Icky.
Icky?
Yeah, it's kind of a gooey name for a dame, but wait till you see her.
Cliff, I tell you, I'm all washed up. No more women for me. Too much grief.
What do you mean, grief? Waikiki Beach, plenty of moonlight, and a squad of hula dancers? You call that grief? What manner of man is this? Well, I'm going to beat it. Don't forget, if Icky comes, tell her to wait. So long.
Oh, so long. That guy can get into more mix-ups. Not satisfied to get both of us divorced. Now he has to get mixed up with another one. Oh, well. Oh, I don't know what she's going to...
Hello, man.
Oh. Are you Icky?
Am I what?
I say, are you Icky?
Oh, you nasty man.
Oh, listen, kid. Now, listen. Cut it out, will you? Now, cut it out, will you?
Did you ever... Oh,
listen, baby, listen, please. Don't start anything, will you? It's just through this kind of business that I lost my wife.
Oh, so you lost your wife?
Yeah, I lost my wife.
Well, let's some time.
Oh.
Well, that's that, friends, and don't say I didn't warn you. Even grass bachelors sometimes come to the end of their rope. Not that I'm wishing anything like that for Clark and Cleary, but only that it's about time to close the forms of this edition. So if the ensemble will oblige, we'll have a bit of a theme song. How's about it, boys and girls?
Goodbye, moon. Goodbye, moon. Goodbye, moon. Goodbye, moon.
And thus endeth another chapter of Comedy Capers. This is Tom Post bidding you farewell for the time being, and remember those of you who think you are neglected wives or husbands and are in the market to go into the grass section, the reason for it all is that none ever chases a streetcar after it's been caught.
Thank you.